I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The appropriation bill for 2026 and 2027 cleared its final hurdle in Parliament today, following an intensive week of committee scrutiny and debate. Finance Minister, the Honourable Rolston Anglin.
Sat for 5 days, took testimony from a wide range of, all ministers and a wide range of public servants and officers. And after considering the bill, it was passed by the committee.
With amendments.
With amendment.
With the committee's work now complete, members moved swiftly through the bill's remaining stages.
Mr. Speaker, it gives me abundance of joy to move the third reading of the appropriation financial years 2026 and 2027 bill 2025.
The question is that a bill shortly entitled the appropriation financial years 2026-2027 bill 2025 be given a third reading and passed. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those against, no. The ayes have it.
In the final vote, 11 members supported the budget, 4 abstained, and 4 were absent. Premier Andre Ebanks acknowledged the collaborative effort.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank all members for their participation. The country now has a budget, and it gives me an abundance of joy to know that my finance minister is smiling.
The budget includes $1.72 billion in projected revenues for 2026 and $1.81 billion for 2027. On the expense side, $1.71 billion for 2026 and $1.78 billion for 2027. Net surplus $6 million in 2026 and $30 million in 2027. With the budget passed, Parliament now stands adjourned until December 10th.
We abstain from the vote on the government's 2026-2027 budget due to concerns about the administration's financial strategy of tax, borrow, and spend, and the impact that this approach may have on Caymanians.
After the adjournment, opposition leader, the Honourable Joey Hugh, responded as to why the progressives abstained. Mr. Hugh says their first major objection is the NCFC government's plan to borrow $236 million over the next 2 years.
These borrowings would push our national debt to a record $634 million. By the end of 2027. The government has also stated an intention to borrow an additional $85 million in 2028, potentially raising total debt to approximately $655 million.
The opposition leader also cited concerns about the need for more stakeholder feedback, including that from small business owners on the new revenue measures. Mr. Hugh says the opposition did welcome some initiatives, but their concerns forced them to abstain in the best interest of the people they represent. $1.8 million of that budget is earmarked to buy new planes for the Mosquito Research and Control Unit.
As we all know, effective mosquito control is incredibly important to our quality of life and is directly related to the public health's ability to control diseases that can be spread by mosquitoes, such as dengue fever, chikungunya, malaria, and yellow fever.
Minister responsible, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, told MPs in Parliament that government must invest in new aircraft to keep the country free from epidemic levels of mosquito-borne viruses. She explains the current mosquito control program relies on a fleet of 2 aircraft that have, quote, exceeded their optimal service life and the required maintenance is costly.
Mr. Chair, we're planning to invest $1,800,000 Cayman Islands dollars into the procurement of replacement aircraft singular, which will significantly improve operational safety, coverage efficiency, and responsiveness during peak mosquito seasons.
MPs approve the funding. John Gray High School continues to get high ratings from school inspectors who visited recently for an interim audit. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
John Gray High School's last full inspection was back in 2023, when they netted an overall good rating, following on the same rating that they got back in 2021. This qualifies the institution to get an interim audit this year rather than a full-blown inspection. According to the audit, the school is continuing to provide high-quality education, but there is some room for improvement. Next steps include establishing clear strategies and protocols to ensure that professional collaboration is, quote, consistently focused on enhancing the quality of learning, enhancing the school's, quote, excellent facilities by showcasing student work and achievements more widely across all subjects. And to improve standards further, the focus needs to be on, quote, developing rigorous and effective teaching across all year groups. Inspectors also recommend that John Gray High School address inconsistencies between the school's, quote, strong procedural systems and students' lived experiences of behavior and safety, and continue raising achievement in core and foundation subjects with a, quote, urgent, rigorous, and determined focus on improving learning in every lesson. John Gray High School is in Georgetown and caters to 1,300 students between the ages of 11 and 17. Reporting for Radio KMAN News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full interim audit summary online at oes.gov.ky. 17 young people are recognized at the 13th Proud of Them Gala at the Kempton Wednesday night. Youth Minister the Honorable Isaac Rankin.
These are young people who have done really, really well in various strength disciplines, academics, sports, culture, heritage. But we are here to honor those 17 young individuals.
The Proud of Them initiative was created to recognize young Caymanians who are making positive contributions to the community. The event is hosted by the Youth Services Unit. Can you believe it? It is time for the Singing Christmas Tree. Event committee member Claudine Lloyd tells Radio KMAN the event features a 60-voice choir in a 25-foot-high Christmas tree, and the show includes song, drama, and dance.
The script changed, but the essence of the Christmas story remains. The songs are selected by Reverend Elsa Bob, who is the executive producer of the Singing Christmas Tree. The different dramatic pieces are inserted. There is the pre-tree that has the kids section. A different person coordinates the selection for the music for that. You also have dancers. You have international performers. So we mix it up every year.
Special international guests include Dennis Wilson, Ainsley Blair, and Jeff Ferguson. The Singing Christmas Tree is Saturday and Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Lyon Center. Enjoy an evening of music on Sunday at John Gray Memorial Church in West Bay.
This is our third year. The genesis of this event is sort of rooted in a very simple suggestion from a friend that said, why don't you do something to memorialize your mom's music teaching legacy back in the 1930s and 40s. And I gave some thought to it, reached out to her students. The students were very, very eager to do it, volunteered their time, their talents, and their financial support. And that's how it started.
Orhan Mom's mother, Lila Nell Ebanks, was a much-beloved music teacher in the Cayman Islands in the 1940s up to the 80s. And money raised at the event supports a fund in her honor at the church.
The event is evolving. It's a blend of sacred and contemporary music, and followed by our minister's message, because he draws from the Bible, so it's a biblical perspective on music and on the theme. Like, for instance, the theme coming up on November 23rd is Spotlight on the Holidays.
Sunday show starts at 6:30 p.m. and will include several piano and vocal performances, along with pieces from the Fourth Symphony and a harpist. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.